This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
Sin is inevitable, but sinner beware. God's kids will be hassled by evildoers, but the evildoers will be handled by Jesus. You'd be better off swimming in a concrete wetsuit designed by the Jewish mafia than having to answer to Jesus for messing with his kids. Luke chapter 17 instructs us to forgive the one who repents. Be as generous with your forgiveness as God has been with his. Too often in serving God, we think we deserve a pat on the back. But it's a servant's job to do what his master commands. Obedience proves that we're thankful, never that we're worthy. Of the 10 lepers Jesus healed, only one stopped to acknowledge his appreciation. We're appalled at the ingratitude of the 9, but let me ask you, when was the last time you turned back to say thanks? Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom. The disciples thought he meant an earthly, concrete, political kingdom, but Jesus surprised them with a new concept. He said the kingdom is within you. His kingdom would not sprawl across the land, but would penetrate men's hearts. The kingdom of God is not concerned with capturing society's institutions, but capturing society's individuals. God's goal today is to salvage sinners, not the system. We'll be snatched away. It'll be up to the King when he returns to unveil his earthly kingdom.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.